You are listening to BensTorah.com.
On Shabbos, if one forgets to say Ritzeh, what's the din in benching? It goes back. If one forgets to say Yal V'Yavoy on Yom Tov, what's the din? And if one forgets to say Yal V'Yavoy in benching on Rosh Chodesh, what's the din? So the din is you don't go back. Why? So Gemara says, because it's only when you're mechuyev to eat. You're mechuyev to eat on Yom Tov and Shabbos. So the mail of that day, Tosfos explains, means you're mechuyev to eat bread. Vadi mechuyev to eat on Rosh Chodesh, you're not allowed to fast. But you're not mechuyev to have a suda to eat bread. So the mail comes out that day's activity has to be a benching with a ritzei, a benching with a yalav yavai. And you go back. Mashek and Rosh Chodesh, you don't necessarily have to wash. So that day you don't have to have a bikkus or mazon with yalav yavai. So here's my question. What if a person on Shabbos and Yom Tov fall out in the same, Yom Tov falls out on Shabbos, right? And he benches, and he forgets to say Yalav Yavai. He says Ritzeh, he forgets to say Yalav Yavai, so he has to go back. The second time he goes back, he says Yalav Yavai, and he forgets to say Ritzeh. This is a question the stipler has. He wants to be toilet in the Machlokes Rishayim. What's the Machlokes Rishayim? The Gemara says like this. When you daven tashlumin, right? We know there's such a thing as tashlumin. Somebody misses shachas, he davens two times mincha two times arvis, and so forth. Arvis two times. So it says that if you forget on Erev Shabbos to daven mincha, what do you do? You daven two times on Friday night. That davening is what do you daven for the tashlumin? A Shabbos dika davening. And the opposite, if you forget to daven Shabbos afternoon, a guy goes to sleep and he doesn't wake up in time, and early in the winter. So what does he got to do with Matzah Shabbos? Daven two tefillas, which is Shulchol. The Atachonatana will leave, the Havdalah will leave. That's on the get right now. Tosfos brings a Rabbeinu Yehuda. Kasa Rabbeinu Yehuda. Im toha v'lo hizkir Rosh Chodesh b'mincha. Let's say a person forgot to say Yalav V'Yavah by mincha. So the din is by davening, you do have to go back after daven with Yalav Yavai. But he doesn't realize that he forgot, or he forgot it was Rosh Chodesh mincha time. All of a sudden comes Matzei Rosh Chodesh. So yes, how was your Rosh Chodesh, Yanko? He says, Oyvei, I forgot to say Yalav Yavai and mincha. What does he do? So Tosfos says, V'loizkir Shrei mincha, lo yispal oyd balayla. He doesn't have to daven again. Because if he's going to daven again, what's the second tefillah going to be? The second tefillah is going to be Shminesu without Yalav Yavai. Delami yispal oid. Hare kvar hispal kol tefillos on mincha b'oid yayim. He already dav mincha. Levad Rosh Chodesh shel hizkir. He didn't say Rosh Chodesh. Im kein ein marviach klum. What does he gain? What does he profit by davening again? Yachsev yispal b'matz Rosh Chodesh. So Memela, we have a question. If a guy forgets to daven Yalav Yavai and mincha, and now he remembers Matzei Rosh Chodesh, what does he do? So Tosfos says he shouldn't daven again. He says, because he already davened Shminesa. I v'lo dami, and it's not similar, l'hadama hacha ta'a v'lo yispal mincha b'shabes dimispalal arvis b'chol shtayim pirishol chol. Whereas if a guy forgot to totally daven, right? He didn't daven in Rosh Chodesh, let's say. Or he didn't daven Shabbos. Over there, the pshat is he didn't daven. So he's making up for davening. So he says over there, Mishum shelo yispal klal, im ken yaviach tefilas shmenesra, kshem yispal b'matzei Shabbos, af api shelo yaskir shel Shabbos. That's the Rabbeinu Yehuda. According to this Rabbeinu Yehuda, what would you say to this halacha? The din is really, if you forget Yalav Yavai, you don't have to really daven Shmenesra. Again, you can listen to the Shliach Tzibur. So the din is really, you could be yaitz with the chazan. You want to be yaitz with the chazan. You heard, let's say, Lamashal, a guy goes, here's Shmenesra. He forgets to say Yalav Yavai, and he listens to the chazan, and all of a sudden he realizes, oy vey, I didn't say Yalav Yavai. In the middle of the chazan's davening. I learned this Taisuch, been a big lamdin. I'll be yaitzah with the Yalav Yavai of the chazan. The reason you have to hear Yalav Yavai, you have to say Yalav Yavai, right, it's because Rosh Chodesh. The way to say Rosh Chodesh, Yalav Yavai is, it's clear in Tosfos, Yalav Yavai is not an intrinsic part of davening. It's askara. And askara, right, you can't say askara by itself. Chazal said it's called askara when it's done Shmonesra. So the Shliach Tzibur is doing askara. So maybe you can be yaitzah with this. This is a big shaila in the pre-Chodesh. Machlekes the Pri-Chodesh and Chachmei, I don't remember what they call themselves, that he calls them Chachmei Gamazian, Svardesh and Chachamim. Okay, now, Tosfos, that's Tosfos. Tosfos Medayek and the Rif, not that way. Right, it's not clear what the Diyuk is, but it's more Mufurish in Rabbeinu Yoina. In Rabbeinu Yoina, at this Gemara, Talmid Rabbeinu Yoina, right, this is what this sheet is called after Rabbeinu Yoina brings it. He brings this sheet to Rabbeinu Yehuda, and then he says, Avachachme Provinza Zal, right, the Chachme Provinza Zal, Oimim Kivin de Ba'isat Fila. Lo yotza chiyav shelo espalul oisam kedina kemi shelo espalul klal dainin lay. The Chachmei Provinza look at it like he was not yotza tefila, he was not yotza mincha. So memela, since he was not yotza shmenesra, so even though he's saying the exact same shmenesra, but the pshat is when it was Rosh Chodesh, this is shmenesra. Shmenesra is this long. Now that it's Matzei Rosh Chodesh, the Shmenes is different. But he didn't daven Shmenes. Kimishlo spal klal dainin and lay, umespal shtayim le'erev. And he davens two times. According to Chachmei Provinza, he has to daven twice. Va'alfa pi shekvar avu Rosh Chodesh, ve'enu maske inin Rosh Chodesh, he says, b'tfila. Still, he has to say because he didn't daven. So now you have a machloikas or Ben Yehuda and the Chachmei Provinza. What do you do? So Shteit Rabbeinu Yoina, which is Allah and Shulchan Aruch and Kuf Ches. I think Sefer Al, if I'm not mistaken. We'll read it in a minute. Umayri Arav, not sure Yechman Apek, the Rabbeinu Yoina says, Hayu Mesupik Bezeh, V'oimer, that's Negeya, right? This happens many times. Shanochon Lotzeis Minastafik, She Yispalu Oysala, and the problem is like this. According to the Chochmei Provinza, you have to daven again Ma'ariv. According to Rabbeinu Yehuda, it's a bracha of Atalah. So what do? So he says, you make a tefilas nedava, right? You make a tefilas nedava, and now we know we only make a tefilas nedava when you mechadish badava, when you mechadish and say something. He says, this is a klal, and the Rishayim say, over here, and Shulchan Aruch you find all the time.
You are listening to BenStorah.com.
He says that, V'ein tzol chadash dover, kiven shuhu mispal oysal derech safik, ki shem alachu shetzolch laks mispal oysal lachayva, ein lacho chidish gol mazeh. And that the place can say, wherever you have a question of going back, Shmanes, or not going back, you can go back, b'teiris nedover, and memela, it's called ein lacho chidish gol mazeh. And vada, it has to be that it's a machloikis, and machloikis means not you and I, right? That's not. It means machloikis between the paiskim and that we don't paskin or whatever. If for some reason Shulchan Aruch paskins like this one, you can't say, "Well, I'm going to be semach on that." But that he says it's a safik. The Torah brings rishayim machloikis rishayim. That some rishayim say you can't bring a carbon to daven Shabbos, you can't have a tefilas daven. Those who argue because a carbon is malacha, davening is not a malacha. The halacha is that you can't go ahead and make a tefilas nedava. So in the Chanami, the place can say over here, let's look at Shulchan Aruch, Kuf Ches, Sif Yadav. Ta b'mincha shel Shabbos. Let's say Shabbos, if it's Spau, a guy daven shmenesra, v'lo hiskir shel Shabbos. Okay, that's a little hard for us to imagine, but could happen. Mispau b'matze Shabbos shtayim. If it's Spau oysa b'teiris nevdava, v'ein etzarech l'charish b'dava, which is this question, all right? So if you look at the Paiskim here, they say, but not Friday night, because there's no Tfilas Nedava Friday night. Comes along Reb Chaim Stenzel, and he says like this, what happens if a person forgot to say the same Tal Umata Levracha last Friday, and he doesn't remember till Shabbos? The question is, saying the same Talmud of Bracha, is that a matbeya bracha, or that's askara for a few months? That's a matbeya. You're saying it's a matbeya. So that's what the Prayim is machadish and stencil. So the Veld jumps on him, says, What's the din if you forget to say the same Talmud of Bracha? You say by Shema Koleinu. So how could you say it's a matbeya of the bracha? Maybe it's a matbeya of the tefillah itself. Lav dafka bracha. Ad kedei kach, the Mishnah Berurah, Be'er Locha, let's say a guy davin, and he said, Tekabe Shefer Gadol. He's a very new age chassid. He's so excited about that Tekabe Shefer Gadol. But he doesn't say the word V'son Neis L'Kabe, it's going to be the same. Right? He's just interested in the big Shefer, but not in the Son Neis. Now it's called Bracha Kibbutz Golias. What's the din?
He's
not Yaitz, he's clearly not Yaitz. No, but he didn't ask for it. He didn't ask Rabbi Nishim. He said he gave a shevach, Baruchat Hashem, but he didn't ask for Kabetz Gil Yaseinu. Even if he would say Kabetz Gil Yaseinu, he would be Yaitze Pashtus. The Rashba in Bracha says that if you skip words in Shemoneh Esrei, you're Yaitze, right? So Baruch Hashem over here, everybody's not giving a smile, Baruch Hashem, right? We try to daven all the words, but you know, many people can do a daven quick. Some of them skip words. What? So the din is... So Memela, the certain key parts, when you ask for... You can't say, I'm asking for the Shefer Gadol. That's not the Shefer Gadol. It's like saying Shema Kaleinu Hashem Elokein, okay? And what? Shema Kaleinu, you don't ask for anything. So you're not Yaitza. Zokta Mishabrua, you can insert the son Neisa Kabetz Kudusainu in Shema Tefillah. In other words, like Shoyma is saying, it's a Matbe. And more than that, he even has a tzad to say, comes on that way, brings a pre-chodesh, that could be you could say a whole bracha. The guy skipped the bracha. Could be you could say the bracha in Shema Kolein. Okay, that's already a different. It's like Havineinu. In other words, the Gemara says, what's Havineinu? And Gemara says, you say 12, 13 bakashas, and you say Shema Tefillah. So you have to say, the Reb Chaim meant to say, not necessarily matbeya on the bracha, and you didn't say the bracha. So matbeya on the tefillah, so even though you didn't say it in, you said all Shemoneh Esrei, bracha leinu. But you didn't say the same Talmud of bracha, only Shema Kolein. That's what come out. Okay, I think that's the Pshat and Reb Chaim. Let's get to it. Okay, so I want to read you a Magen Avraham. What would you say like this? What if a guy forgets Yalav Yava and Mincha, and now it's a second day Rosh Chodesh? In other words, he remembers Matzei Rosh Chodesh, but it's second day Rosh Chodesh. Zok the Magen Avraham, Benir Li. The im balayla gam kein rosh chodesh, lekuli alma yispalo. Both shitas would agree. You don't have to make an adava. Why? The hoyaviach sheyema yalav yavoi. V'hu adin b'leil yom tov sheni. Same thing, leil yom tov sheni. Meaning what? That if he davened of shmenes, he forgot to mention anything about yom tov and mincha, and he remembers now in us in chutzars, myriv times so he davened the second time. Because it'd be maviach. Who would then im sha'achach the same tal umata? What does that mean? If he forgot the same tal umata, then what?
Sounds like you
repeat
Shema
Esrei,
seems to be.
What?
No, Shema Esrei. You say it by Meirv twice.
And what if you don't say it by Meirv? You can't say it by Meirv. Oh no, it's a quote of Reb Chaim. What was the case of Reb Chaim? You forgot Friday afternoon. Saint Talmud of Racha and Shabbos night, you're not going to be saint. Why? Because you don't say davening. He says you still have to daven because it's like you were all saying it's a bad bad tefillah. So what do you have to say? V'hu adin imshachach the Saint Talmud. You don't need that. He's saying is if you forgot Saint Talmud and that night you're going to say the Saint Talmud, even if that night you're not going to say Saint Talmud of Racha, according to Reb Chaim, you have to go back. You have to daven a Shemoneh Esrei. It's clear that the Magen Avraham learned, anytime you're inserting something which is not an intrinsic part of Shemoneh Esrei, it has a din askara. That's clear. Not only that, Omotcha, you ready for this? He says, V'hu adin imshach Saint Talmud oy mashi v'ruach. He says, by mashi, you're right.
It's more
of a chiddush. Mashi v'ruach, one would think, yeah, mashi v'ruach is part of it's in the Birkas HaShevach. I once come to yeshiva many years ago, and I opened up a siddur called the Oitzar Tefilas. A famous siddur. Mikvidim. You know, those days there weren't that many Svarim and Siddim. I said, Phil, I want to see. So I see what he says over there, and it was Chol HaMoed Pesach. Chol HaMoed Pesach, Shabbos. Shabbos Chol HaMoed. And he says, Mispalon this, Shol Shabbos, V'maskirin Yalav V'Yavai. And if you forget Yalav V'Yavai, you go back. So he says over there in the Oitzat Tfilas, Ein Machzir in Isai. So what's going on over here? Ein Machzir in Isai. That's on Rosh Chodesh. Then I start thinking and I said, oh, Rabbi Kivegas says that if somebody forgets to say Mashiv Aruach Amar de Geshe. Well, one second. He forgets to say Mashiv Aruach Umari de Geshem. He forgets to say Mashiv Aruach Umari de Geshem Friday night. He doesn't have to go back. Why? Because Friday night, you see in Magen Avos, we don't say it, is a riot, not Ma'akiv. The Etzim. We don't say a time for it, but you see that Friday night, it's not Ma'akiv. The Etzim, Mashiv Aruach Umari de Geshem Emela. It's not Ma'akiv, forget it. So I was thinking maybe you could say that the same thing by Yalav Yavai. So later on, Ilan showed me a Rajana Rav about this, and he's Mechalik, which we'll leave right now what the Chilik is. But that's the Nakuda is, you see from this, Ibn Shmuel's right. The Gemara says Maskirin. Okay, you'd say Maskirin just as a way of saying because you don't say it the whole year. But Vayis says the Magen Avraham took it very literally. That same Talmud of Racha is Askara. And these, in other words, if let's say a person forgot Mashiv Aruach Umari de Geshem, the last time we say Mashiv Aruach Umari de Geshem, right? He forgot it by Shachris, and when do we say Mashiv Aruach Umari de Geshem? We say it again, Shmini Atzeres, right? All right, so usually it's during the daytime, but let's say he didn't realize it till afternoon already, where we stopped saying Mashiv Aruach Umari, but he already said, you know, they gave a klap, Umari de Tal, whatever the Nusuk, let's just make it easier. Then he wouldn't be able to go back. I forgot Mashiv Aruach Umari de Geshem. You see from the Magen Avraham that it's Askara. That's what we see. Okay, now, let's go back to the Shaila and benching. So what's the din with benching? We had a Shaila like this. Shabbos, Yom Tov that falls out on Shabbos, and the person benched, he forgot to say Ritzei. He said Ritzei, but he didn't say Yal V'Yavah. So he benches again. He says Yal V'Yavah, and he forgot to say Ritzei. Does he have to bench a third time? So the stipler says that will be toloi on this machlokes rishonim. And over here, you don't have a question of a nedava, obviously, because it's benching. And somebody told me, he let me eat again. So that's pashtus. I said, you know what? So if a guy, I have a better eitzah for a guy who forgets Yal V'Yavah and davening. Let him sit down, eat breakfast, and eat. So obviously, that's not good, because the pshat is that right now, that's mechayiv you in Yal V'Yavah. Davening is Mechayv in Yal V'Yavah, so you have to have a davening with Yal V'Yavah.
You are listening to BensTorah.com.